Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week. Tracy Mumford's in the studio. It's funny because we both, when Ellen started to say, I shouldn't talk about this, but I want to, we both looked up like, and you better talk about that.
You can't blow a lead like that.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good to chat. Good to have you here.
Yeah, here with the thread question, which is, what is happening at bookstores since the inauguration?
A lot more than I thought.
That's right. Yeah. So bookstores have become a gathering place in a lot of cities for people who have questions and concerns about what's in the news these days. As we know, a lot of businesses like to stay out of politics.
Right.
Bookstores don't fall in that category.
And why not?
Indie bookstores in particular. You know, they are view themselves as places of free speech, of understanding, of knowledge. There was a great write-up in the New York Times about how bookstores across the country, St. Louis, Maine, California, are taking a stance against the current administration and actually putting out books about how to resist autocracy and things like that. We're seeing really political reading tastes happening at a lot of bookstores.
One of the other things that I've noticed is even trying to, whether it's resistance or opposition or whatever, I've also noticed a lot of displays about how to understand, like even pulling books from that were published 4 or 5 years ago, back up into the, putting them in the front of the store about how to understand what's going on politically in this country and worldwide. That's really valuable, too.
Bookstores have definitely become a place of understanding. Some are taking a more political stance than others.
Right.
But all of them that I've talked to have said it seemed like it happened overnight, that people came into the bookstore on January 21st and were like, I need to read. And whether they're reading 1984 or Hillbilly Elegy or Between the World and Me, they have seen this the shift of people who want to come in and learn more from both sides of the political spectrum. So it's really, these bookstores are becoming a gathering space for understanding and educating.
You saw those photos that I sent from the bookstore in Buenos Aires that used to be this big theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been turned into this beautiful bookstore and people sit in the theater boxes and they read. And 1984 was displayed quite prominently on the shelves. So it's not just happening inside this country. It's happening in a lot of places you might not expect.
Yeah, 1984 has been everywhere. But I talked to this bookstore in Rhode Island who said the Communist Manifesto started flying off the
shelf.
People are just, they want to be more informed. They want to have context. And bookstores are really stepping up and providing that now with the displays and things like that.
Trace, thanks to you. Thank you, as always, for the thread question of the week. And you can sign up for the thread newsletter. Tracy puts a lot of great book stuff in the newsletter. I write a little book essay for the top of it. How to get it? Just text the word book to 677-677. You will be signed up and you'll be in the know.